changing a format for a new today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, changing the format of our life for a new today. I have a number of students around the world of the University of Healing here who send in their lessons and they use WordPerfect. They use WordPerfect as a format for setting their type. Well, unfortunately, the WordPerfect that they use is not perfect. It is very difficult to reformat their WordPerfect into the Microsoft Word or Word for Windows that is more commonly used. And because of that, publishers and booksellers and companies like us are unable to translate their work into a reasonable form. We cannot seemingly format it back to what it should be. If we do format it, and we do take out all of its formatting, and take out all the indentions and all of the spaces and all the other things, we come up with a very tedious job, almost like writing it brand new. Now, when people do that, they are creating a great problem for themselves and for others, especially when they're told about it. We have one student in Las Vegas, and she's the most amazing woman, truly a most amazing woman. And she's got a mind as brilliant as any mind that I have ever encountered, and she has the wisdom more magnificent than you can ever imagine. Now, she doesn't always use that mind and that wisdom to her benefit, but she has it. Now, she likes to be helpful to some of our other students in Las Vegas by helping them to set their theses and set their various works in type and sending it to us. But she sets it in WordPerfect. And in setting it in WordPerfect, we have been unable to reformat it in our own formatting to make it useful for us. And we have to sometimes retype the whole thing, which is not without benefit, but the thing is, it should not have to be done. When we learn how to reformat, we come up with some very beautiful concepts. Now, there are ways, there are techniques of reformatting WordPerfect into Microsoft Word, Word for Windows, and into CorelDRAW, and into Ventura, and into Quark, and into all the other various areas that it needs to be translated into. And as we transform it into these new areas, we have other things to consider. And it becomes quite a vast and amazing projection for our mind to think in these areas. But as we let the past go and live in the present, wonderful things happen. Now, Microsoft is coming out with Microsoft 7. This is their new version of their Windows. And it's supposed to be even better than anything Apple ever put out, even better than anything anybody else ever put out, and quite likely it will be remarkable. But what it does, it makes itself almost unusable for people who have been working for many years using other formats. And because it does not have a simple format key, which should be available, and maybe it is that I don't know about, but if it had a simple format key that when you were starting to use it, you take any other program, and the other program has built into it its format key of WordPerfect or CorelDRAW or Ventura or any of the others, and the minute you turn on your Windows 7 and you turn on your Windows 7 for Word, it immediately translates anything that is brought to its attention, anything that you bring up to work on out of your files, and puts it into the Windows 7 format, perfect, ideally beautiful. Now, maybe they're doing it. I would think that they would certainly be thinking about that, because that's very important for people who are in small businesses, and the number of people in small businesses is much greater than the number of people in big businesses. And the number of people in big businesses, they too have to move from a former program to a new program. Now, Apple has many things that they have come up with that help to translate, and they have many third-party groups who are offering these programs and offering them quite beautifully. And I was attempting to reformat some of my talks and some of my programs that are on various talk codings, and I found one that said convert. And it's a simple term, convert. And what it does, it will convert to any code you want. It'll take any code you have and convert it to any code you want. And I thought, cool, how simple. You just have to know what code you have and what code you want, and then it'll call it forth. Now, I would kind of imagine if I were to put that program onto a program I have, it would instantly recognize what program I have and then convert it to the program I want without me even knowing how to call the program I have. Now, this is a beautiful and a wonderful way to do things, a beautiful, wonderful way to think about things. The day is coming, and it's fast approaching, where things like words, programs, what have you, will merely be inserted through a chip into the computer, and then the computer will receive instructions from you to put it in book form, to put it in paper form, to put it in letter form, to do any of a thousand things, to mix pictures in with it, to have each picture be ideally manifest for whatever purpose it wants to be, for a picture of faces, a picture of scenery, a picture of whatever. You just press the button, picture of faces, picture of scenery, and the picture will instantly readjust itself to ideally show off the faces or the scenery or whatever it is that you want to do. That's being done right now. Not everyone is privy to it, and not everyone has a copy of it, but the thing is, it's being done, and soon it will be in the general public's hands, as all things eventually are. But more importantly, all of these things are working out of the mind. They're working out of the brain, out of the intelligence of man. And as this works out of the intelligence that we have, wonderful things happen. The word perfect will instantly be translated into whatever format we wish it to be. And we predetermine the format we wish it to be. It will be in Word for Windows. It will be with indentions. It will be with no hyphenation. It'll be with spelling, a spell check on it. It'll be with special dictionaries that we have created for ourselves for words that we use that are not commonly used. And it will have all those things. And just press this button, and that will set that program into motion. Now, that program already exists. It exists for the variety of things that it's used for. And it is so delightful, so amazing, so wonderful. But it's just a matter of our being able to find it, to put our attention on it, to have it be available to us. And when we do find it and put our attention on it and have it be available to us, we'll find that it's really not quite as difficult as we thought it was going to be. Just like my convert program takes any speaking form, any sound form, and translates it into any other sound form that I want it to be. And that sound form can sometimes be even in three sound forms. So no matter where I send it out, and no matter what format other people have, they'll be able to pick it up and use it. It's amazing the world we live in. It's amazing the things we do. But the wonderful thing about it all is we're going from to do and going from expectation into now. We are looking at things now. We're not saying, I would like to do. We say, it is done. We say, this is the approach that I have, and this is it. This is how it's done. And it's not even the approach. This is what I do. This is what I am. Now, we have to train ourselves to say these words. We have to train ourselves to leave all words that say will be, can be, were, and past, present, and future. Change all phrases, all words, all ideals into nowness. And as we approach the vortex of nowness, we come into a place of utter stillness, of utter peace, of utter contentment, for it is done. When you are in this state of bliss, like the vortex of a tornado, you are in that silent center where the cyclone neither is nor is not. There's only silence, there's only peace, there's only nothingness, only stillness. And if tests were taken, you would find a magnetic current there that is so pure and so beautiful. You'd find an electrical attitude there so powerful and so generating that everyone who enters that vortex is like entering bliss, entering peace, entering oneness. How great that is. Yes, we can move from word perfect to word for windows. We can move from yesterday to today. We can move in our pathways to the wholeness and the goodness that we are. But rather than moving, if we can say, I am and be, we have made the greatest stride and the only stride that we'll ever make in our life. For once we are saying, I am, once we be that which we are, then there'll be no becoming, there'll be no searching for, there'll be no wishing for, there'll be no anticipating. Everything will be as it is. Think on these things. They're kind of fascinating, and they're certainly generating of intelligent and fantastic thought, but think on these things, for that's the next generation of thinking and action and doing in our wonderful, volatile, vital, dynamic universe. Know that I love you with all my heart, being, and soul. I love you. I love you.